To make life meaningful, acceptance of old age and death as part of our life is crucial. Feeling that death is almost impossible just creates more greediness and more trouble, sometimes even deliberate harm to others. When we take a good look at how supposedly great personages, emperors, monarchs, and so forth, built huge dwelling places and walls, we see that deep inside their minds was an idea that they would stay in this life forever. This self-deception results in more pain and more trouble for many people. Even for those who do not believe in future lifetimes, contemplation of reality is productive, helpful, scientific. Because persons, minds, and all other cause phenomena change moment by moment, this opens up the possibility for positive development. If situations did not change, they would forever retain the nature of suffering. Once you know things are always changing, even if you are passing through a very difficult period, you can find comfort in knowing that the situation will not remain that way forever. So there is no need for frustration. Good fortune also is not permanent. Consequently, there is no use for too much attachment when things are going well. An outlook of permanence ruins us. Even if you accept that there are future lifetimes, the present becomes your preoccupation, and the future takes on little import. This ruins a good opportunity when your life is endowed with the leisure and facilities to engage in productive practices. An outlook of impermanence helps. Being aware of impermanence calls for discipline, taming the mind. But this does not mean punishment or control from the outside. Discipline does not mean prohibition. Rather, it means that when there is a contradiction between long-term and short-term interests, you sacrifice the short-term for the sake of long-term benefit. This is self-discipline, which stems from ascertaining the cause and effect of karma. For example, for the sake of my stomach's returning to normal after my recent illness, I am avoiding sour foods and cold drink that otherwise appear to be tasty and attractive. This type of discipline means protection. In a similar way, reflection on death calls for self-discipline and self-protection, not punishment. Human beings have all the potential to create good things, but its full utilization requires freedom, liberty. Totalitarianism stifles this growth. In a complementary way, individualism means that you do not expect something from the outside or that you are waiting for orders from someone else. Rather, you yourself create the initiative. Therefore, Buddha frequently called for individual liberation, meaning self-liberation, not through an organization. Each individual must create her or his own positive future. Freedom and individualism require self-discipline. If these are exploited for the sake of afflictive emotions, there are negative consequences. Freedom and self-discipline must work together.